Euro 2020-21. Hello and welcome to episode 5, the England versus Ukraine match. My name's Ian Newton-Plested, and this game is all about the quarterfinal between England and Ukraine, and some other parts as well, all about some of the quarterfinals. Also, there'll be some discussion about the semi-finals as well. So, we've had some quarterfinals already. We had Belgium playing Italy and Switzerland and Spain on Friday. We had Italy beating Belgium, looking very convincing and very good football until like the mid-70 minutes. And then Spinazzola went off, injured, going to miss the rest of the tournament. He's been probably Italy's best player. He's caused problems for the defenders of other teams pretty much all of the games that they've been playing. Then the last 10 minutes, unfortunately, Italy then resorted to some very strange tactics, which we don't see as much anymore. I know that's time wasting, and I know certain teams do like to play time wasting, but they were really bad time wasting. And the worst thing is the referee fell for them, and if the referee hadn't fallen, then we might have actually had a bit more of a game at the end, but then Belgium might have got back into the game. So that's what we say, that maybe Italy's tactics worked, but we don't want to see that. I don't think a lot of people want to see tactics like that. It was disappointing. Spain got through against Switzerland. After extra time and penalties, though, Switzerland did really well to get back into the game and did very well to defend for a lot of the time, a lot of extra time, in about 20 minutes of the second half after going down to 10 men. But it was an awful penalty shootout where 5 out of the 9 penalties were missed, and Spain won 3-1 on penalties. A horrendous penalty shootout. Then we had Czech Republic versus Denmark. Denmark had a fantastic start to the game and were 2-0 up, and then Czech Republic right in the second half came right back and Stick scored his 5th goal to go equal with Ronaldo. But then Denmark managed to defend out for the rest of the game and Czech Republic only went out. They've been much of a surprise, Czech Republic, so they've done really well. But so have Denmark. Denmark have done really well after the Christian Eriksen situation. So, my guest this week is Veronica Plested. Now, some of you may know that name and also know that she is my mother, but she's also a really big football fan. She also loves supporting Tottenham Hotspur, but also is an England supporter. Harry, unfortunately, is but unwell at the moment, so he will miss this podcast. But here is me and Veronica before the start of the England-Ukraine game that kicked off at 8 o'clock on Saturday evening. Euro 2020-21. So you join us here in Guildford. I'm here with my guest, Veronica Plested, who's been a football fan with Spurs and England for a significant amount of time. I think that's the nicest way of saying it. England quarterfinal against Ukraine. What are you hoping for today?
2 Kane goals.
Anything else?
No.
It's just really short answers that we're going to get from...
Well, you asked what I was hoping for. 2 goals from Kane and none from anybody else.
Okay. Are you hopeful he stays at Spurs?
I don't think he's going to. Love if he stayed, but I don't think he will.
He might stay. I think with Nuno there, he might want to stay.
We'll see.
Some of the texts you've sent me through maybe some of the previous games, you've been a bit nervous maybe or a bit unhappy about the performances so far.
I think annoyed is probably the fairest way to describe it. I hate the passing back that the new game requires.
But not enough attacking?
Not enough attacking.
Not enough passing?
Well, they pass it. England are quite good at passing. They pass it up the field, then they spot the penalty area, so they quickly pass it back again.
Sterling's kind of got his doubters wrong, though, with 3 goals.
Oh, yes, I'm pleased about that. I like Sterling.
Has he done well enough to keep his place, though?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's what some people have been saying about keeping his place. But I think there's kind of some undertones to that which are a bit unpleasant.
Well, you can't do more than score goals, can you?
Exactly. So Ukraine today, it's kind of probably a game where Ukraine may defend a bit more, and we've been quite defensive, so we might actually have to play more attacking football today. Probably be quite happy with that.
That'd be good. Both defences will stay at each end of the pitch and just lob the ball to each other.
With Sancho playing, because Sancho's gone to Manchester United now, his transfer saga's over. I kind of feel that Southgate's now put him in now with this transfer saga's over. I feel Sancho is certainly more of a attacking midfielder. I know the others are attacking midfielders. But with Sancho, I feel that he certainly will assist Kane more, I think.
That would be good. That would be good.
But you want... I mean, Kane scored on Tuesday, but you're hoping that...
I'm hoping he has a better game and is happier in himself and scores a couple of goals.
Pickford's played well, though.
He has. Pickford's played very well.
Playing better for his country than his club, I suppose.
Well, some people have, haven't they? Southgate's obviously got something about him.
So, being a Spurs fan and experiencing some of this Spurs supportership over the last season with Mourinho, with Mason taking over, it seemed to get kind of back to bases. We've now got Nuno Espirito Santos, I think I spelled that right, the Wolves manager, who plays a bit more of an attacking style. Are you looking forward to maybe seeing a bit more of an attacking style?
Well, yes, I just wait and see. That's what I do. I'm waiting to see what happens.
I suppose it depends on if Kane stays or not, doesn't it?
No, we've got other people who can score. And if Kane goes, they'll probably be replaced by three other people. So.
Well, yes, if the money comes in, then they'll be able to replace him, won't they? Which is what you would look to hope to get.
Wolves are quite a decent side, and he got them playing well, so hopefully he'll be good for Spurs.
He smiles a lot, and I suppose that might go round the side, really.
Yes, absolutely.
Because Jose didn't really smile a lot, did he? Well, not in the later bits.
I was pleased when they got Jose. I was pleased, you know, I was pleased. And I was pleased for 6 months, and then it all sort of seemed to go apart.
I know, they were top, and it wasn't just that they were top, they were top playing really good
well.
Football.
But then it all
went a bit negative.
Yeah.
Is there any other Spurs players in the England side at the moment? Or there's ex-Spurs players?
There's Trippier. There's Walker.
Trippier and Walker. But, Dyer used to be in the England side, but I'm not sure Nuno will probably prefer Dyer.
Well, Dyer's not one of my favourite players, but he's done okay. He's done okay.
I don't think he's a defender.
Well, he keeps playing in the team. He must be. They must have
got
some tag on him.
Well, the Jose was playing in there. Yes, that was the thing. That's what I felt and stuff. Yeah. Are you confident that England can do something this evening?
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Even if Kane doesn't score, I'm hopeful that Sterling will and somebody else. So, 2-0.
So, on Tuesday with the Germany game, I suppose until really Grealish came on, it was just... I can understand the frustration of it being... kind of safety in defence.
I don't like safety. I'd much prefer them attacking.
We want to win the tournament, though.
Yes, but you want to win the tournament playing well. So hopefully, even if we have to wait till the very last game, they then will play well, and I'll forgive them for the earlier.
Finals are never good. Today in the semi-finals are the two games where they probably might play well. I think there's potential... where today could be entertaining, but I am a bit worried of Ukraine, just because it's a quarter-final and we haven't got past the quarter-final for 25 years. So.
Yeah, but they don't know that, the players, do they, really? They're a nice young team, they're just going to go out and they're going to play well and they'll win.
Do you feel that was one of the reasons why they won on Tuesday? That the history of the defeat
history
against Germany wasn't relevant to them?
No, wasn't relevant to them.
Okay, well, we'll do this at the end of the game, hopefully, fingers crossed. But thanks very much for joining me. Thank you.
Okay, it was a pleasure.
So that was what me and Veronica thought before the game. Well, actually, what Veronica thought with regards to Kane getting two goals. She was very correct. So here is her thoughts after the game, after England had won 4-0 in the quarterfinal on Saturday evening.
Hello. After the quarterfinal match, England won 4-0, amazingly, in Rome. And it was an incredible win, really, for England. I'm here with a very mystic Veronica Plested, who said two goals for Harry Kane. What were your overall thoughts of the game?
Excellent game. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Do you think Kane really stepped up after his goal he scored against Germany?
Oh, yes, he was much more mobile. And, of course, he scored two goals. As I knew he would.
As you predicted. But were you quite pleased to see us more attacking? We didn't pass it back to Pickford as much, did we?
No, Pickford looked a bit lonely. I thought he looked a bit, he looked a bit stressed that he wasn't doing the usual things.
I think that's what we saw in between 70 and 80 minutes, didn't we? When I think he felt a bit stressed out that he wanted to do something for the team, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. No, he was fine. But there wasn't so much playing back, thank goodness. They stayed in the middle or went forward.
What did you enjoy from the match?
Kane scoring two goals.
But there must have been other things.
Well, we didn't do anything stupid. Well, it was good to watch, though. The whole match was good to watch.
I managed to miss the goal.
Well, yes, you know, you've got to sit there for the 40, you've got to do the time. You've got to sit there for 45 minutes, you might miss something.
It was after that incredible Kane chance, which if it had gone in, I think would have been the goal of the tournament.
Yeah, that was a great shot, but there we are.
But then it was a corner, and you don't expect someone to score from a corner, but no one was marking, were they?
Well, Henderson seemed to be by himself, and Ukraine were totally static, so another goal.
So we played Denmark on Wednesday, and Denmark had been on this incredible run, especially after the Christian Eriksen incident that happened in the first game. They're really on a high, especially after winning today. They're certainly playing for Eriksen, aren't they?
They are, but we're playing for ourselves.
And I think that's really important, that they're playing for each other, aren't they? There's no real club divide there. They're all playing for Club England, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Italy in the final.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. After,
with the other semi-final, you think that Italy will beat Spain?
Yeah.
Do you think Spain have been a bit lucky with their like penalties and everything?
I just thought Italy looked very strong.
They're going to miss Spinazzola in that semi-final, though. He's been their best player. But
they looked a good team.
They look a good team. All at Wembley, back in London. England got a chance for the final, haven't they?
We have, yeah. Better not say it too loud.
Well, thanks for joining me, Veronica. It's been a very different experience than the previous ones, but a highly enjoyable one and a very different perspective. But thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for Veronica joining me for this week's podcast. She also said that Italy will be in the final, which she has got correct as well, after they beat Spain on a penalty shootout on Tuesday evening. In quite an enthralling kind of chess match kind of game, Italy were the better side in the second half. They were in the first half as well, but Italy were better in the second half and took the lead. But then Spain equalised with about not long to go, 10 minutes to go. They had a nice little bit of interaction play just outside the box, a very good equaliser. And it went to extra time, where it seemed to be not really much happening. And then penalty shootout. And Spain, again, penalties weren't good enough. I mean, I know they beat Switzerland, but they missed two themselves. So, yes, a lot of misses, again, in the penalty shootout. But Italy scored 4 out of their 5, but Spain only scored 2 out of their 4. So Italy are through to the final. So, England versus Denmark on Wednesday evening. I'm recording this earlier on Wednesday. Hopefully, Harry may be able to join us at some point. Maybe we'll be able to get something online, maybe on the phone or through a Zoom. Other online video conferencing companies are available. But yes, we have England versus Denmark on Wednesday. England can make quite a bit of history if they win. If they win, it will be their first final in a major tournament since 1966. Certainly interesting that England have got to 3 semi-finals of tournaments in the last 3 years. 2 big tournaments, World Cup and the Euros, and the Nations League. We got through to the semi-final there, and we finished 3rd in that by beating Switzerland on a penalty shootout in that. So England have a major chance to get to a final of a major tournament for the first time since 1966. But so have Denmark, with the kind of togetherness and role that Denmark are on after the Christian Eriksen incident that happened. And the winner plays Italy on Sunday night. It's going to be a fascinating evening, a nerve-wracking evening, but an exciting one. My guest again for this match will be Veronica Plested. So we look forward to the match, and thanks very much for listening. We'll catch you later in the week for the England versus Denmark podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you soon.